Greaseman.
You found it.
The all-new Greaseman Show
on the classic rock station, 94 WYSP.
You read this article in the paper here. It's kind of interesting. It says, how did we ever get along without? In the Washington Post today. And a guy writes a little article about things we take for granted now, but we wonder how we ever got along without. And he lists a bunch of things like disposable diapers. Just wad them up, chuck them. No more unsavory fecal washing. Pocket calculators. I mean, nowadays they're about $6 with a little tiny one. Dental floss. Guy says, sure, it's a spool of thread with some wax and mint flavoring, but just try making a desert island civilized without it. Take out food. Takeout meals are 46% of the restaurant business. 46%. People just want to take it and sit it down with their belly out, their underwear on. Nursery monitors. So you can listen to the little one. Plastic trash bags, twisties, refrigerator magnets, fax machines. Think about it. But I'm reading this whole thing here. I don't see any. There's no listing on the vacuum jack. Now, how do we get along before the vacuum jack was invented? Think about it. You know, I like it. Yeah. Your missus is out of town. She's busy. Maybe working hard. And there you are, left alone. Before that, you know, you had no real pleasure pursuit. Yeah, but now with the vacuum jack, now especially since they've come out with this one-size-fits-all Velcro cuff, well, you can get that in there, work it right round the fuselage, nice and tight. Then you crank it on and just lean.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
This is a heavy-duty industrial model with Recepto cuff. And then you put on an easily refillable disposal filter and chuck it. And you're good to go. No fuss, no mush, I tell you. Hi, it's Grease. How you doing?
Yeah, I was listening earlier, and this guy called in by the name of Ken. He calls in regularly.
Right, he calls every night. You don't mind me putting him on. I figure he's usually got a funny thing to say.
Well, he kind of disturbed me there when he was talking about Caterpillar.
Yeah.
A bunch of men in the
end. Right.
Okay, well, the thing that kind of bugs me about that is he's getting on there and he's condoning this kind of behavior. And then when some of these people come down with AIDS, they want us to be sympathetic. And
well, I think, you know, the damn thing is if we could, you know, they just have so many more options when you're an altered lifestyle. And I think if we as heterosexuals had those options, it would be hard to resist. I mean, if you had a whole room full of people and everybody was just as hungrily motivated as the next person, everybody was just as turned on, it would be hard not to caterpillar, sir. You know, I mean, have you ever done any tea bagging?
Done a little spooning.
You done spooning, but I'm wondering about tea bagging.
No, I can't say I have.
Teabagging is pretty neat. That's, you know, I guess heteros can do it, but generally it was invented by the, as Packer A lies down on the ground, Packer B squats, doodad swinging in teabag fashion, Packer A opens, yap, Packer B up, down in teabag fashion. Now,
I like it.
Now, you and the wife could do that.
Well, she's listening right now. She's probably busting up.
What do you think? You see, there's different things you can do, and you don't want to condemn anybody.
Well, the only thing I worry about is, you know, that some people go to extremes for an hour of ecstasy, and then they pay for it with their lives, and then on top of it, the taxpayer.
Yeah, but sir, as long as now we know what causes this thing and how it spreads, so if everybody's being safe, there's no real reason we shouldn't be able to caterpillar with abandon.
Yeah,
as long as everybody takes your proper precaution.
Yeah, that's true, but they're just not being safe enough out there.
Well, we didn't say, you know, we don't know. I mean, you know, the young kids aren't taking the precautions. We read in the L.A. Times magazine, people are caterpillaring without so much as a thought. But I think as long as you take proper precaution, there's no reason we should preempt the caterpillar to a normal weekend's enjoyment.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of like those girls out in Texas that were getting it on with AIDS-positive gang members as a ritual. You heard about that?
I heard about that, yes. So everybody needs to be careful.
Well, I just wish people would be more careful because it's putting an awful strain on the medical, you know.
Right, but I think everybody, hopefully we all are aware what does everything, so as long as we take precautions, there's no reason why chug, 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 you too can be the little engine that could.
Okay, well, I just hope to God they're being careful.
All right.
Because, you know.
Don't worry, everybody's careful. I saw a list of 10 heads go by the window the other night in West Hollywood, and looked like everybody was sheathed and protected. So that was one. So tonight I'll expect teabagging from you and the missus tonight.
Okay, I think I just got a nod of approval. So.
All right. So good luck, sir. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's the wildest thing. Weather's been perfect, you know, so I haven't had the AC on, just had the window open, and I'm sitting there, you know, having a brandy, reading a leatherback Poe collection, and all of a sudden, from across the street, I'm hearing... What in the blue blaze?
Come and ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curve, you bet. Even more when you get to the junction.
Oh, don't!
Is that sigmoid or what? Penny, okay. Yeah, so I keep the windows down and I hear the caterpillar going by. I think it's the 10:02. Round and round at the junction. Lots of thrills, you bet. At the junction.
There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the junction.
What?
It's run by Kate. Come and be her guest at the junction.
All right, so whatever, just be careful, okay? Any caterpillaring start taking place, please, please, let common sense prevail. And conduct yourselves with dignity. 1-800-544-9294, that's my telephone number. Stand by, because there will be more of the Greaseman Show.